Last week, during the October 25th General Council meeting, Six Nations elected council discussed a recommendation brought to council by the Oneganos Project. The group were asking for a series of articles to be approved for publication by Six Nations elected council. The Oneganos Project is a water research group that investigates indigenous water insecurity and looks to find solutions for those issues. Water insecurity on First Nations communities continues to be a very prevalent issue across the country of Canada, and there also continues to be a variety of organizations working to combat water insecurity issues that many communities still face. Six Nations elected council, however, wants to make sure that the research and statistics being published about the community are in fact correct before going to publication. Councillor Helen Miller spoke on the issue and stated that she was not opposed to the organization publishing the articles, but wanted surety that the information being published was correct.
Yeah, I'm not opposing. It's just that I think I'm raising a question of, we have so many people coming out wanting to do water.
Yeah.
And I question the level of their expertise, because they come and present, like Nathan said, they're going to present the findings to the community. So I'm starting to question the level of their expertise to be doing water studies and then reporting to the community, because community hear things and they get kind of upset. I just question that.
Councillor Greg Fraser echoed Councillor Miller's remarks and talked about the process that needs to be followed in publication for the research articles.
Usually, if that's why I was asking on the last study about, well, you know, where it's going to be published, if it's going to be published, and what journals or what journal it would be published in, because if you're going to publish a paper or any type of scientific research, it goes through a very rigorous process. And these people that do the research and do the writing, they have to follow specific fairly high standard guidelines to get it published. And when they realize they have to do that, then their research is usually pretty good.
Councillor Nathan Wright also agreed and suggested that with so many different groups and organizations working on water issues, that Six Nations elected council might need to track the research being done and archive it so that council would know if certain issues are being researched by multiple organizations.
Yeah, really quickly, I just want to follow up on your point, Chief, as well as Helen and Greg's, on the kind of telling that story of the research that's been done. Because Helen's right, there's been so much done on water, right? All of these studies that have been done on water over the years. And I think at ethics, we talked about a long-term strategy to bring in a resource, like a human resource staff person to begin kind of looking at it and tracking all of this research, just so that we also know at ethics whether or not a particular water research may have already been done. So I know that's a bit more long-term, or maybe Darren's got a little bit more of a different vision on that, but that's something we talked about at ethics to kind of help coordinate those aspects too.
Darren Jamieson, CEO of Six Nations Elected Council, spoke on how keeping inventory of the research being done would benefit council and spoke on the projects representing measurements of quality of life on Six Nations.
Yeah, thanks. I mean, it's very consistent in terms of Zach Miller's role in terms of the Director for Planning, Performance, and Evaluation. He's been looking more internal in terms of data that's being generated through departments and outcomes related to that. But he has also been tasked with looking at those studies. So I think there's an opportunity here to, like you say, inventory them, number one. I think actually develop a timeline by sector, whether it's water, whether it's, you know, other aspects of environment. It typically, they center around that and culture. They're sort of like those maybe three or four prongs, and they actually will line up with our community plan quite well as well. So that would be the way that we would categorize a lot of the studies and understand them. Their relevance. And I think too, with water, it gets such a hot topic these days that, you know, a lot of people are looking at it from different approaches and really seeing the impacts of water and having healthy water on our population and our quality of life. So all of these are like measurements to help inform what does quality of life mean for Six Nations people. So that's kind of our vision for that. But I can certainly see whether he's been able to start to do that work, and we can integrate that with ethics going forward.
The Oneganos Group and its presenters were not in attendance for the General Council meeting, and Six Nations Elected Council have asked the group to return before full council at a later date for a more detailed presentation of the research.